Restoring My Soul, Tuesday the 14th of September. Christ portrayed as crucified. The word of the cross is the gospel of sonship. It is proclaimed by those who are obtaining the blessing of God that belongs to the citizens of the kingdom of heaven. Through their ministry, Christ is publicly portrayed as crucified among their hearers. They are able to minister the gospel in this manner because they are being persecuted for Christ's name's sake. Summarizing this work of a messenger, Jesus declared, "Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." The persecution and mistreatment that a messenger experiences is often initially at the hands of those to whom they have been sent with the gospel of sonship. This mistreatment can take various forms, including discrimination against them, endeavors to limit their expression, fiery reactions to their message, plundering their resources, and deceitfully cleaving to them with flattery. These injuries to the messengers of God were ultimately endured by Christ in the course of his offering journey, culminating in the piercing of his side. Accordingly, as the messenger is being injured and their heart is being broken, Christ is portrayed as crucified to their hearers. Their hearers are able to meet the Lord broken heart to broken heart. Paul exemplified this principle, writing, "O Corinthians, we have spoken openly to you, our heart is wide open. You are not restricted by us, but you are restricted by your own affections. Now in return for the same, I speak as to children, you also be open." The messengers of Christ are to show forth the Lord's death until he comes. It is important, therefore, that Christ's messengers do not respond in the flesh to those who mistreat them. In doing so, they would be injuring Christ as well as those to whom their indignation is directed. The references used in today's devotions are Galatians chapter 3 verse 1, Matthew chapter 5 verse 10, Daniel chapter 11 verses 33 to 35, 2 Corinthians chapter 6 verses 11 to 13, and 1 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 26. For further study, 2 Corinthians chapter 4.